So we're talking about three major global index compilers raising the weighting of Chinese A shares. So besides bringing more capital, what are the other positive effects that these inclusions will bring to the Chinese A share market, do you think?
Well, it will give greater international interest, international legitimacy, because China's share market is seen as a very niche market. It's very, very deep. But, I mean, from the point of view of the international share market, it's a very specialized one. And therefore, this international recognition is going to increase the number of people who are interested in the development in China. So it's going to have both a short-term effect of more money entering China, and it's going to have a significant longer-term effect.
What do you think is the long-term trend for foreign capital entering China, considering the current global environment?
Well, I think you've had silly stories which have been appearing for years about how investment is going to decrease in China, but continues to go up. If we look at the next 2 years, I would anticipate, the global economy slowing down. Therefore, under those circumstances, if China continues to grow at 6% or more than 6%, this is going to make its market more attractive for foreign companies, so foreign investment seems to come. I mean, people are mainly influenced by the fact of where there's an opportunity to make profit, and China's rapidly expanding economy gives that opportunity.
As some people say, with the latest incorporation, the Chinese capital market will have a stronger interaction with the global market. So what will be the potential risks in this process?
Well, the risk would be if China's capital account was fully opened, but I don't think it's going to be, and in fact, most leading economists in the world don't. If you take, for example, Martin Wolf, who's the chief economic commentator of the Financial Times, none of them support full liberalisation of China's capital account. So what that means is, therefore, that foreign capital will play more role in China, but China's economy will continue to be dominated by domestic development, not merely for structural reasons, but also because of the non-full integration of the capital into the international economy. So therefore, there will be gradually an increase in the involvement of foreign investment in China, but basically China's domestic economy will continue to be developed by domestic capital, and the foreign companies will simply benefit from the very rapid growth of China's economy, which is why they want to go there. If the Chinese economy grows very strongly, then foreign companies want to participate.